Courtney Nickel came to Juneau 6 years ago to work a summer job in the tourism industry. She fell in love with the town and decided to stay, but needed a year-round position.
Got myself a spot at Foggy Mountain Shop, which is surprisingly hard to do, believe it or not. And then I've been here ever since.
Nickel and Sean Riley are the new owners of the shop, affectionately called Foggy by its loyal customers. Riley has worked at the store for 11 years.
It's all my interests. Just hiking, ski, anything outside is of interest to me, really.
About a year ago, the pair started the process of securing a Small Business Administration loan to purchase the shop. They worked with the Alaska Small Business Development Center, part of the University of Alaska Anchorage. Riley and Nickel have never run their own business, but Nickel says they've learned a lot from Scott and Betsy Fisher.
Just being able to really tailor what we offer here to what works in Juneau specifically, and taught us to be committed to what we're doing here and provide the best service and the best relationships with people here at the shop.
The new owners inherit Foggy Mountain's rich history. Betsy Fisher was 22 years old when she and two friends started the shop in January 1974, a fact that still amazes her.
If anyone had told me 40 years ago this is what I'd do all of my adult life, I would have laughed. But it's been quite a ride.
2 years after the store opened, co-founders Joe Ebner and Dick Rose died in a climbing accident. Fisher says she ran the shop by herself for several years before meeting her husband, Scott, who came on as a partner. While Foggy has moved several times, it has always remained in downtown Juneau. It's been at its current location on North Franklin Street since 1989. Fisher says they've always survived by focusing on the local community.
If people want to come in and get personal service and talk to people who actually use the equipment, know what they're doing, support the community, then they should come in and shop in our store. We've always been very happy to support the community here, and we've been very happy the community has supported us. Otherwise, we wouldn't still be here.
And Fisher believes the shop will continue to thrive.
There's always been a very active outdoor population here, but it's become even more so. I see more young people doing super adventurous things right now, and it's very exciting to see.
The Fishers plan to remain in Juneau, where they're active in outdoor activities. Both Scott and Betsy volunteer as Nordic ski instructors at Eagle Crest Ski Area. They bought a boat last summer, and they're looking forward to becoming grandparents. Betsy says they couldn't have asked for two better people to take over the business.
You would never want anybody to even touch your skis or your equipment unless they had the experience that Sean has. Courtney is a go-getter, and she can multitask like nobody's business, which is a very important thing in a small business owner.
$42.
A few hours after the store changed hands Monday, Nickel was on the sales floor ringing up a customer.
It works awesome. Just get it wet, clean it, coat it in it, and then put it in the dryer is the trick to that.
She says not much will change at Foggy Mountain because really, why mess with success?
There's going to be new perspectives, new products. Every season brings something new here, regardless of the owners. So we just want to bring you what's new in the outdoor industry and just remain to be the shop that we are.
In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.